Saudi Diplomat, Trump Leading New World Order of Peace and Cooperation. By Joshua Klein on March 7, 2025. President Donald Trump is ushering in a new age of peace, stability and cooperation in the region. According to Hassan bin Yusuf Yassin, a senior Saudi diplomat and advisor to King Salman bin Abdulaziz, who expressed strong support for the president's efforts to create a new world order based on coexistence and cooperation, as he urged Arab nations to back his initiative as they did in the past. In an article published Tuesday in Arab News, Yassin argues that President Trump's shift to diplomacy, particularly with global powers, offers an opportunity to resolve long-standing conflicts, including the Arab-Israeli dispute. There is no denying that U.S. President Donald Trump is upending old methods and alliances, forcing a new world order, he writes, urging skeptics to give the Republican president a chance. If President Trump can push Russia and Ukraine to end their conflict and embark upon an era of peace, then I believe we can get Israel to do the same in the Arab world. Highlighting the U.S. as the world's most influential power, Yassin asserts that peaceful coexistence between Israel and the Arab world would yield significant economic and political benefits. He also argues that America has the ability to make this age-old dispute a conflict of the past. It is clear to everyone that Israel and the Arab world must coexist peacefully, with major gains available to all in terms of stability, trade, and a regional economy that could really take off, he writes. Yassin, who founded the Saudi Information Office in the U.S., also stresses the need for reconciliation between the U.S., Russia, and China. An American reconciliation and enhanced cooperation with Russia and China can set the stage for a more peaceful and collaborative world order, he writes. Calling for a shift in global attitudes toward President Trump's leadership, he challenges critics to reconsider their stance. If these objectives are within the reach of a new world order of coexistence and cooperation, perhaps those who currently oppose Trump should give him a chance, encourage him, and allow him to claim credit for achieving the objectives of global peace and stability, he writes. Reflecting on past eras of global conflict, Yassin concludes that, we once lived in an age of mutually assured destruction. Let us at least try an age of mutually advisable cooperation. Urging global leaders to support President Trump's vision, he emphasizes that difficult but effective solutions should not be dismissed. Perchance President Trump is onto something. Perhaps we can all give him the benefit of the doubt, he writes, adding that medicine does not always taste good. But if it is effective, then we should all be open to it to usher in a new era of peace, stability, and cooperation. The matter comes as President Trump begins his new term, proclaiming his desire to be a peacemaker on the world stage. Since taking office, he has pushed for an ambitious Gaza relocation plan aimed at ending the conflict through outside-the-box thinking and has actively worked to broker a ceasefire deal between Ukraine and Russia. Joshua Klein is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at jklein@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter at Joshua Klein.